Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight I want to address the emails we received today at God Rainbow's Ministry. First and foremost, this ministry was started by Ken and myself to spread the word to all, especially the LGBTQ community, to let you all know that we are always in God's light. Now, secondly, we are not combining this ministry with anybody. God's Rainbow Ministry will always be hosted by Ken or myself. We will have Sister Wanda from Atlanta on Wednesdays for the Women of God show, and there will be a call-in and invited pastors on Friday nights for the Pastor's Corner. But that will be it. We are not changing formats. We are not teaming up with any other ministry or pastor. And now, another thing. We here at Rainbow Ministries do not take donations of any sort. We don't take gifts. None of me to any online ministry. We're here for one thing and for one thing only, and that's to spread the word. And your love and your joy is payment enough. Now, we're still having some trouble with the trolls calling in, and we're trying to cut them off. As you know, we know that you did not come here to hear gibberish, grown men playing, who just want to mock the word of the Lord. Now, some come in sheep's clothing. We know their games now, and we'll put an end to them as well. So, fishies, don't worry. Ken and I want to thank you all for your emails, and you know what? We didn't realize we have as many listeners as we do. So keep listening, and we'll keep his word coming. So enjoy tonight's show, which is Gospel with Atlanta's own Sister Wanda. This is Tony F. speaking for myself and Ken, wishing you well, and may his love bring you peace, and may his rainbow always brighten your day.
Amen. Amen. All right. Okay, Pastor Wanda. Hello, dear.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's an honor and a privilege to know God. He can use anybody. And I thank God for being the head of my life. And I thank my two brothers. There's a brother who just got off and Pastor Ken. I thank God for all the listeners, the women as well as men. But tonight is women ministry. Those of King, women of God. And tonight's word would be healing. The Lord gave me healing, okay? He changed it up from the divine protection, and so tonight we'll be on healing. All right, let's go to the grace of the throne. Our grace on the Heavenly Father, we just glorify and magnify for who you are. Father, you sit on your throne, earth is your footstool. Father, we thank you for being an altar and a mighty God. And Father, we exalt you, praise you. We lift you up, Father God, because it's all about you, Jesus. We thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father God, let every heart be receptive to the word of God. And Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your eyesight, O Lord God, our Redeemer, in Psalm 19:14. And Father, I just thank you for the knowledge. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for the body of Christ. There's so much I can thank you for. I thank you for salvation. But Father God, we thank you for your word, because it is true and flawless. And I cover this right now with the blood of the Lamb, and the word of my testimony, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You have your Bible. It's all about according to your faith. I'll be in a devotion first, but I want to go to one scripture. Okay. I want to go to Psalm 109, verse 22. Pastor Ken, I want you to help me tonight until God bring another sister in Christ on. I want you to read something. And the Psalm 109:22, and then I'm going to get into the...
All right.
My other brother, okay? Another man of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Are we going to Psalms 109?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna bring this from Psalm 109, and we'll be in about Matthew chapter 25. But I want to go to this Psalm. God just gave this to me. Psalm 109, verse 22. I'm going to jump around tonight, you all. Hello, my brother. All right.
109, verse 22?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You have it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello, I'm listening.
No, I'm waiting on, I want you to read that for me.
Oh, you want me to read that for you? Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. As a pastor, since I know another woman, I want you just to start that for me. And then,
okay.
Okay, thank you, Lord.
For I am poor and needy, and my heart is full of pain.
Amen. And that was dealing in the Old Testament, when God is speaking. God is, the person is speaking in Psalms 109. They're saying, I'm poor and needy. You know, it's not all the time talking about money. It's not talking about materialistic things. It could be innermost. It could be the heart. It could be the mind. It could be anything in the body. So I'm going to go and read. In the Old Testament days, if a priest had a wound or a bleeding sore, he could not minister. I think we can learn from that today. Because we have a lot of wounds. People who are trying to minister and bringing healing to others while they themselves still unhealed wounds from the past. These people are still bleeding and hurting. They that are called wounded or healed. Am I saying such people cannot minister? No. But I'm saying they need to be healed. Jesus said, the blind cannot lead the blind because they do. They will both fall into a ditch. And that's in Matthew 15:14. And I thank God that Pastor Ken and my brother, Pastor, what's our other brother's name?
Pastor.
What's the other brother who was speaking earlier?
That was Tony F.
That's Tony F. So listen, I'm saying I thank God he didn't hear Tony, Ken, and me, okay? So when we look at life, so we have an example. Tony been healed. I've been healed. Pastor Ken been healed. So God have given us an assignment, okay, to help the hurt, the broke, the needy. And we can go back in Isaiah 53:5, okay? Jesus said in the word, Isaiah said in the word of God, by his stripes we are not sometime healed, we are healed, okay? So where God have brought me from, I'm going to put myself now. I know my healing came from Jesus Christ. The 39 stripes, when I look at the 39 stripes, that's for all sickness. It's 39 diseases. And I looked up this and it blew my everlasting mind. I said, Lord. And so, ladies, daughters of a king, we want healing, okay? Healing. And so we're going to Matthew 9:20. Okay. I'm going to jump around tonight because he gave me so much, it overwhelmed me, and I had been decreeing and declaring, God is calling women of God, daughters of King. You're a daughter of a king. You can be healed of hurt, pain, rejection. If you had a husband walk out, children acting up, physical sickness, mental, as well as spiritual. I'm not going to go into spiritual tonight, but I'm going to talk on just healing tonight. Healed and healing. Okay.
Chapter 9, verse what?
Hold on. All right, I'm going to be, Lord, I left my bed. I'm going to be in chapter 9, verse, hold on, let me see. I see it. I don't have my glass. Hold on. I'm being 9:25, but I'm going back for a minute because I'm just not going to look at one scripture. Hold on. Thank you, Father God. I'm going to go back to what I just said. In Isaiah 53:5, he said, heal by its right. Not might be healed, but you're healed. Okay? And so you got to start decreeing and declare. So I will be in 9:18.
9:18?
Okay? Yes. Mm-hmm. 9:18. And I'll be going to 20. Yeah, I'm gonna go to 20. But it's gonna be Matthew 9:20. That's the main one. And Jesus said unto the leaders in the synagogue, came and kneeled before him. My daughter had just died, he said. But you can bring her back to life again if you just come and lay your hands on her. So Jesus and his disciple got up and went with him. Just then a woman had suffered the 12 issues of blood with instant bleeding came upon him. Yes, behind him. She touched the fragment of his robe, for she thought, if I can just touch his robe, I'll be healed. 22, Jesus turns around. Then he saw her. Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith have made you well. And the woman was healed at that moment. That's it. So now, when you look at that, it's about faith. How low will you go to get your healing? How will you pass through any circumstances? This lady was 12 inches of blood, 12. And a lot of people said, that's a long time. God is the same yesterday and forevermore. His word stands. It does not change. You know, I said, a lady was talking to me the other day. She said, Miss Wanda, how, Pastor Wanda. She said, Pastor Wanda. She said, Wanda, Pastor Wanda. I said, just call me Wanda. Just call me sister. I said, it's not about the name, but we have the highest name to give glory to. And it's about in your faith and what you're believing. And God is saying, daughters, confess healing. Read, find every scripture on healing. But I'm going to be on this, the lady with 12 issues of blood, okay? Okay, the Lord has impressed me to share God's people the importance of putting a demand on the anointing. See, that's what it was about, the demand of the anointing. The anointing is of Jesus. If we look back in Isaiah 61, the same anointing, but in Matthew 25. See, Jesus hadn't came. So let's turn back to 61, okay? I want you to understand about a demand of on something. Thank you, Father God. You got me, Matt, Pastor?
No, where are we going?
We're going to 61. We're going to come show them about the anointing, okay?
Anointing before. Chapter
9? Isaiah 61 on the anointing, okay? I'm going to show why it's so critical to pull from the anointing and why the anointing is so important and in your faith in healing. Okay. It's the same anointing that healed. I don't know why I'm studying tonight. Thank you, Father God. This is the good news for the oppressed, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. This is the same anointing before Jesus came. This is the same anointing. From in the old to the new. So I'm going to show you why it's so critical for Jesus to come and for this anointing and for this lady to be healed and poor and to make a demand from the anointing. Daughters of the King, we have that same authority to pull from the anointing of Jesus Christ. And it is his anointing. It's not our anointing. It is his, okay? See, this is the good news. It's about Jesus. This is this event before Jesus come, and it's the same anointing that's done. Heal this lady. Amen?
Yeah.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. This is talking about Jesus. This is about Jesus, okay? He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that the captivity will be released and the prison be free. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day. And that's it, this day, okay? Amen? So go back to Matthew chapter 9, and I'm going to tell you why it's so important to put a demand. So she had to push through everything, her faith. It is all about in your faith, okay? You ready? All right. The word demand, if you ever look up some of the words, it'll show you something in the Greek. It shows you something totally different, okay? A seeking of a state of being sought after. That's what she had to do. And we have to demand. We have to seek, sought, and demand. That's not demanding from God. You're demanding to pull something from heaven and that anointing, okay? The lady had to get on her knees, and she said, she had faith. If I can get through the crowd, I can be healed if I can just touch, not the whole body. She just said if she can touch the hem of his garment, and that is something awesome, and that is behind, and that's another form of I need you. And that's still just like when we pray. We pray, we get on where I need. Okay? You can pull the anointing there. And the anointing comes from heaven. Heaven. Amen?
Amen.
But Jesus was there. Jesus was there with them. I said, wow. And back then, if you was bleeding or sick, leprosy or anything, you could not be out. You was considered unclean. And that is something. This lady without family, husband, everybody then banished her. Banished from her. Nobody was received from her. There's no love. But she said, she heard about Jesus. Now, that's something awesome. She heard. And when you go into something, let me tell you something, ladies. The enemy wants you to be by yourself. But I tell you what, thank God we have Jesus. In Hebrews 13:5, he said he'll never leave us forsaken us. Okay? So we have Jesus today. You have to put on your armor each and every day, ladies. See, in the mind. So this lady is by herself, and that's something. And I can remember back in my when I was in, I was sick, and I had a sore on my leg, and nobody wanted to be around me because I had to keep it bandaged. And you have people talking, you have people whispering, and then that's a lot to handle things by yourself. But you're never by yourself. So we're going to look back at what the lady. And that hurted me. And God knows. And that's why he said he can heal the brokenhearted. Bind up. That's why we have a shepherd today. In Psalms 23, we have the greatest shepherd. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
If I'm going fast, let me know. Let me know. In Psalms 23, he says, the Lord is my what? Shepherd. See, she needs a shepherd as well. Okay? And God have sent Jesus to help her. You ready? All right. It means to press forward, despise obstacles, to get into a place where the anointing is in it and expect it to fall on you. The woman with the issue of blood put a demand on healing, anointing, and received her miracle. She expected that once she pushed through the crowd, pushed past the disappointment of years of failing treatment, and pushed against the stigma of unclean, she will be healed. Too often God's people receive miracles, do not receive miracles or healing because they do not place a demand on the anointing. They do not push forward because they don't expect something miraculous to will happen. Sometimes believers let themselves get discouraged, let themselves tell, don't let the devil talk you out of your healing. Okay? Put your mind on God. You have to press through discouragement, frustration, so that when you do not, so you do not miss the miracle. Do not let anyone stop you. You have to push through, press through traffic, press through parking lot, press through people coming to door. But don't get upset. Just stay in the spirit and let that place where the anointing is reaching you and get your miracle. Just like the woman who pressed through reaching and was healed by touching Jesus' garment. You have to press, reach up, and grab your healing. God's healing is available today. Today, okay? Every day I expect God for a mighty move. I ask for supernatural healing. I anoint myself. I pray for these things. For many people, God have placed in my heart, okay? Healing is available to you all during the kingdom age. It is amazing that some Christians still believe that God put sickness on people. Some may ask, God, why do you allow sickness to come upon my body? They feel, or maybe you have told by a church leader that is the will of God for them to suffer sickness and not be healed. However, that is not biblical. God does not put sickness on his people. Jesus died so that we might be healed. I do not believe there have been many times when God allows sickness, especially for rebellious or disobedient. God allows that, okay? For rebellious, and for you to call upon him, repent, and turn from your wicked ways. If a person is going to rebel against the word of God, like I was talking and giving up a paradigm about a sheep and a goat. A sheep needs a shepherd, a goat will buck against anything that of God. That's another form of rebellious, okay? Disobedient. Like, I can go through, like, when I was disobedient, I was rebellious, but God had to humble me. And I had to call on God. And that's another form of not listening, not doing what God had said, okay? And just like when a parent tells a child something, that's what God wants. And if a parent does not raise that child right, and that child becomes rebellious and disobedient because he wasn't raised right, so God has to chastise us as well to get us back in line with him. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
All right. But for God's people, we can expect to live in health and to be healed of all our disease because of what Jesus did on the cross. When Jesus came, he announced the coming of the kingdom of God. In this kingdom of God, where his presence and glory dwell, no sickness can coexist in the kingdom or in his presence. Okay? We are in the kingdom of God, God now, but it is fully manifest. However, it can be established in your life and in your heart. Whenever Jesus preached and his message of the kingdom, he healed people. Healing accomplished the kingdom message. This is the kingdom age where we do not have to be sick, broken, or run down over by the devil. That is good news. You don't have to be sick, poor, broke, or confused any longer. Sickness and disease are a work of the devil. And Jesus came to disarm principalities' power. He has a perfect spectacle of them, triumph. Now let's go to Colossians. Let me show you what Jesus did. So a lot of people told me, oh, Miss Wanda, God didn't put that down on you. No. Okay. If you go to Colossians 2:15. All right, Pastor Ken, will you read Colossians 2:15 for me?
Colossians
2:15.
I wasn't prepared at all.
Now, I know you want God to be back. I know I'm going to get you back. I need your help. I need your help. Because if I had another sister in due time. Okay. Where my brother at? Would he like to help his sister today?
Are you talking about Tony?
Yes. Would he like to help him today?
Tony's off doing something.
Okay, that's fine. I need you. Listen, see, this is another form. I'm going to show you something why God told me to call you in to do this right here. Even you do a lot of ministry and preaching. I need your help. See, a lot of people, now this is definitely, I'm going to show you a paradigm. Ladies, do you hear me asking my brother to help me? A lot of people do not go and ask another brother or sister for help. I need my brother on here tonight with me. When a lot of people are sick, they want to hold it to themselves. They need to go say, I need help from a sister, the elder, to get help. I need you to pray for me, intercede on my behalf. That's another form. A lot of people don't want to let others know what they are going through, and they sit there alone with their sickness, okay? Or they husband walked out, and they don't want nobody to know. I need you to pray for my husband and me to be restored. My child acting up, I need help. See, it's a lot of things we have to ask others to help us. We can't deal with a lot of things. So God will place people in your life and they can speak a word to you. That they are sent by God for you to receive help and healing through the Lord. We don't heal. Now, let me get it straight, ladies. We don't do no healings, okay? It is anointing. God uses us as vessels. But sometimes God placed people in your life to be there through anything that you need help from another sister. Now, go to a sister that won't spread your business, okay? If you got herpes or anything like that, a lot of people won't say, oh, I can't talk. You can receive healing from anything. All right, cancer. You need somebody to be praying for you. All right, let's go on down. You might
now, Colossians
have,
chapter what?
Sir?
Colossians chapter what?
2:15. Okay.
Colossians.
Whatever you. Colossians 2:15. So, what I'm saying, ladies.
Okay, I got
so
you.
So, Pastor, get to reading this. Listen to me, ladies. Don't sit there by yourself and going through your mind because you're going to place something over your head over and over and over. You got to go to God. Listen now. Don't go to man first. Woman, go to God first.
Okay.
Go down and get on your knees. So I'm going to show you what Jesus have done. And Pastor will be reading Colossians 2:15. Whatever
okay.
hurt, pain, discouragement.
Okay.
Whatever
in this way, he disarms the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shames them publicly over them on the cross.
All right. He disarmed. That means he took back the keys. He took back everything. He disarmed them. That means took every weapon the enemy had, any principality. So sickness, healing, everything, whatever you're going through, Jesus have disarmed everything for you to have everything we need through Jesus Christ, even on the cross of Calvary. So when anybody tells you, oh, God wants you, no, 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 the doctor tell you something, hold up. The Lord said, who reports you will bleed? Okay? So let's get back into the text. Healings come with territory. When you are in Christ, you can expect to be healed. Let's go to Mark chapter 16, verse 17 through 18. Pastor, will you read that? I need help.
Okay, let me get there. Mark chapter 16,
yes, sir.
17 and 18.
Okay. This title, God healing is available for you today. Every day, expect it. It's for all, not some. Okay.
Yeah, I am there. Mark 16:17-18. Right. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes safely, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed.
Okay, now I want you to look at this. Jesus is speaking. It says signs will follow those who believe. Okay, I believe. Pastor Kim believe. In whose name? It's not in nobody else's name. It's only in the name of Jesus. Cast out demons in the name of Jesus. Speak a new tongue behind believing in the name of Jesus. All right. Pick up serpents and drink any deadly poison in the name of Jesus. It will not harm you. Okay? I don't say it. I ain't saying pick nothing up now, ladies. I am saying this is an instruction what Jesus said. This is all divine. Because are you believing in the name of Jesus behind his anointing, okay? And they will recover. So not only should you expect to be healed, but you should also know that you are passing that healing on to all others around you. That is a true kingdom living. This is about kingdom business. When Jesus said it came for kingdom business, kingdom healing, okay? It wasn't some kind of healing. It was the healing of the anointing that came from the kingdom. It came from heaven. And so we can understand, I can decree and declare healing. Whatever going on with your body, you can lay hands on your own self. I declare and decree healing, and by your stripes. In Isaiah 53:5, I'm healed by your stripes. I am healed. And each and every day, sometimes it's quicker for others, and some it takes a period. But you still believe that. I don't care how your body feels. I don't care what the doctor says. If I believe the doctor, I'd be dead today, ladies. Because I'd have had cancer, lung collapse, nerves breakdown, poison, everything, but I believed in Jesus. I did not believe the report of man at all. I have no sickness behind confessing. Heart attacks, I didn't have them. But when I go back to the doctor, they said, your heart, they gave me an EKG. They said, you have a perfect EKG. Your heart is stronger than a 20-year-old. And I laughed. I said, God, you're so funny that you signed Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. All right. Jesus can heal any sickness, anything, any disease. Okay? Let's go to Psalm 103. Now I'm going to back everything I say with the word of God. Okay? Could you read Psalm 103, Pastor? And I tell you what script. Okay. So I'm just pulling the spirit. I'm not going to see. I haven't looked these up, but I know what the word said. All right. It's going to be one look at Psalm 103, verse 3.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, God.
He forgives all my sins and heals all my.
Huh?
He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases.
See, he didn't say some. See, And, you know, God, he gave me an apartment now. He gave me Psalm 103. It blew my everlasting mind, and he gave me a reminder, I have healed you. Everything is significant of Jesus in my house. Now, and it blew my everlasting. He took me back to Psalm 103. He said, I'm forgiving you. I'm healing you. Even, I'm going to show you something else. Unforgiveness that brings on sickness. Malice tongue, a hardened heart. It's a lot of things, but unforgiveness is the biggest one. And we have to get it right. If you have not forgave somebody, you have to get it right with God, okay? So he can forgive you. And that's another form of healing. When you hold on to something that keeps you bound, stronghold, and in bondage. So healing can't go through that until you ask for forgiveness and get it right with if anybody you have offended, okay? Because Jesus came for forgiveness. He came for healing. He came to destroy the works of the enemy. And when a lot of people say, I can't forgive that person, and that person end up dying with unforgiveness, and they could have been healed. I have talked to many people who said, I wish I'd have forgave that person before they died. Now I'm going to give you a prime paradigm. Behind myself, I'll always give an example of myself, okay? I can tell you who I didn't talk to, but I won't never call their names out because it's not my job to call a person's name out if they're not right here with me. When I had unforgiveness, I got sick. I was definitely sick with cancer. I got down to 85 to 90 pounds, and I was in perfect health. But behind, I didn't know how to forgive. So I had to ask God. So I like to die behind holding on unforgiveness. And until I had to go to God and I had to ask him what was going on, and nobody could, the doctors couldn't.
Yeah, call 9-7, I'm on the radio.
I could not understand what was going on, so I didn't know Jesus at the time either. So when God, it kept like something was pricking my heart, and it was so heavy. I had been holding on resentment and unforgiveness. And that brings on sickness as well, ladies. And we'll get into that next week because this is going to be a three-part. I got sick behind holding on, seeing my mother get killed, okay? Seeing my mother get beat to death, okay? And the Lord, my grandma said, you got to forgive. You got to, and I didn't understand about that forgiveness, okay? She said, Jesus forgave you. She said, if you die tomorrow and you hold it on unforgiveness, in your heart, that's why you're sick. She just kept telling me, but I didn't understand what she said because I was spiritually blind, spiritual poverty, okay? That means I don't have nothing been deposited within me, okay? Didn't know Jesus. When you don't know Jesus and when somebody's talking to you, when you don't know something, it's foreign to you. It's like, I never heard it. So I said, well, I got to forgive. She kept on trying to explain something. She kept on until one day the Lord woke me up. Woke me up, and when I couldn't walk. So today I walked. I can walk today, walk, talk, and I'm at 217 pounds. 217. From 90 pounds, I was sick, what, 3 years. 3 years. But Jesus, I heard about Jesus. And God, he did it, so I had to ask God to show me how to forgive. Well, if you don't know how to forgive, you can go to Jesus, and he'll show you how to forgive. It's in the Word of God. And if anybody is holding unforgiveness, that's what's on my heart right now. Unforgiveness will make you sick. It will kill you. So what you need to do is get on your knees and ask God to show me. Help me. If somebody hurts you so bad you can't understand, you're going to have to go to God with this. Through Jesus Christ, so you can release this. Okay? But today I can tell you, Jesus is real, healing is real, and I thank God for Jesus, the blood. I'm totally healed. I've been healed for 35 years now, 35 or better. I can walk, talk. Didn't have to get no limbs took off, no chemotherapy. He did a supernatural. When I went to Jesus, he healed me. Amen. We're going to take a break right now. And just meditate on that while Pastor, he plays some music. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's play some. Let's play some great. Let's play some great gospel music. What do you think? Okay.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
So some says mountains are still being strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, as yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. I love this when your body's still being giants are still being played.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, feels like home. And I've seen people come, then they go. And life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in miracles? I'm standing here before your eyes. Crying any river, I walk through some pain. Seen the world crumble, and I've carried the shame. But I know for Sunday, he calls me his own. I can hear heaven singing out, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Pastor Wanda, we're back. Pastor Wanda. Hello?
It didn't knock y'all, Pastor. I'm just speaking, and, you know, sometimes my phone is so sensitive. Pastor, I thank God for you, that he gives you the right music. And that's another form of being healed, sitting in the presence of God, worshiping him. And, Pastor,
Amen.
I thank God for you. All right, let's get back to the text. So, listen, I apologize for tonight to everyone, even you, Pastor. See, God brought some sheets in, and I'm ripping and running, tending to God's sheep. So that's why I had to ask you. I'm getting water ready, putting on oil, preparing things for them. That my glory is God's glory. So everybody, please forgive me. I'm just doing my Father's will, and I'm prepared, but I'm just a little overwhelmed today. You know that God keeps sending His sheep to me. You understand? And that's another form of healing. I needed my brother's help. And I got a baby, one of my babies used to be in the ministry with me, not going to call her name, she's here. And then somebody else knocked on the door. They needed some help. So I'm trying to do everything, so I'm standing in the kitchen today. I'm sitting in the sink. I'm usually sitting down, and so that's what's going on, Pastor. Not trying to make no excuses. And then my baby, one of my sons, going through spiritual warfare, okay? And I kind of had to bind, bleed the blood. His mouth been swollen up like somebody didn't beat him up. So, I just want to say hallelujah, God. So, as many people that are in need, you don't know the extent until you sometimes sit and talk with people, but the ones that don't want to tell what's going on with them, you got to open up and tell it to God. And tell it to your sisters. And if you got any unforgiveness, God is wanting to heal you of that hurt, pain, rejection, or anything. He can heal. He's the same God yesterday and forevermore. Amen? All right. Now, we just went through Psalm 103. He forgives and heals all disease. Okay? Now, I'm going back. Jesus heals all manner of sickness. You ready? Hallelujah. Sickness and disease are the worst thing that can happen to any individual. Jesus cares about his people. He cares about things that make the abundant life. He paid for miserable and unbearable. That is why we have no problem breaking man-made religious laws and stale tradition. To see to it that people were healed, he had great compassion for his people. Let's go to Matthew chapter 9:36. And all people who came to him, they were healed. Verse 9, Matthew 9:36 says, thank you, Lord. Now let's go up to 35. Let's go to 35. So we're just not going to go straight. I'm going to go to 35. All right. There's a great need for a lot of workers of God as well. Okay, and a lot of people don't tell what God has did, give testimony of their healing. That's another form of somebody else can have a breakthrough, healing, behind your testimony. In Revelation 12:11, it said, by the blood of the Lamb were your testimony. If you're strong enough to give a testimony, okay, I ain't saying you're weak, but until God allows you and the Holy Spirit and you have had enough word in you, God can use your testimony for another person's healing. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Let's look where Jesus went. Jesus gets going travel. Jesus traveled throughout the town and to villages and that area, teaching in the synagogue and announcing the good news about the kingdom. So here we got a prime example. He didn't just stay in one place. He traveled from town, large areas, teaching in synagogue, okay, and announcing the good news. The good news is Jesus and about the kingdom. But he's not saying, look, it's me. It's me. No, he's not. He's telling it's good news. There's news that you need to hear. There's healing. There's deliverance. There's restoration. Okay? There's deliverance. There's everything you need. Jesus, they had Emmanuel. That means God is with them. God is with us. He's traveling and speaking on this good news, and it's about the kingdom. Okay? And he healed. Now, listen to this. This is so profound when you look at it. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. He didn't say, I might can do this. He can do it. He is Jehovah Rapha. He's thy healer. Not any kind, not the doctors. Now, listen later. God used doctors, but they don't do the healing. I want you to understand that. Doctors can tell you something, and sometimes they can be off. But I tell you what, Jesus is the healer, okay? Okay. All right, let's do that. All right, the Bible said that when Jesus saw the multitude, he moved into compassion to them because they were weary, scattered sheep, like having no shepherd. Jesus cared very deeply for you or if you're hurting and if you're suffering. He doesn't want you to be sick. That is why he made a way through sickness, ailment, disease, dysfunction, and to be healed, for you to be made whole. When Jesus walked this earth, there was nothing that Jesus did not heal. When he left, he sent the Holy Spirit, who works in us to have the full extent of salvation. That's another form. Jesus came for salvation. That's a whole big package. That ain't some package. That's the whole package. Okay? Jesus paid the ultimate price on the cross. So just know that what it did for the people then is good news for us now. Because Jesus is the same yesterday and forevermore. Let's go to Hebrews 13:8. Okay. That's what I want you to read. I got going to read it. Okay. That's Hebrews 13:8. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I already got it, Pastor. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. He's yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. All right, let's look at Micah 3:6. Okay. You have it, Pastor?
No, not yet. Give me a
second. Take your time. Okay, take your time.
He's in Mike 3:6.
Mike 3:6, yes, sir. So I have a lot of scriptures, and I got a lot to speak about today.
Micah 3:6.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You promise, Now the night will close around you, cutting off all your visions. Darkness will cover you, putting an end to your predictions. The sun will set for your promise. Your prophecy will come to an end.
Amen. There's no shadow or turn with him. Now, if I go to James 1:7, because of God's faithfulness, we can trust him. He heals them. He will heal you today. If it was yesterday, he can do it today. Okay? Let's go to Matthew 4:23.
Chapter 4:23.
All right. This is another form of healing. Okay. Pastor, would you read for me? Okay. We're going to read to 4:25. We're going to read all that.
Okay, Jesus traveled throughout the region of teaching in the synagogues, and the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease. News about him spread as far as Syria. People soon began bringing him all who were sick. And whatever their sickness or disease, or if they were demon possessed or epileptic or paralyzed,
Pastor.
He healed them all.
Pastor.
Yeah.
You just cut, let me tell you something. As you read, it cut everything you're saying. It said something, and it didn't even go. You couldn't hear nothing. It was just like, Jesus. Yeah, this was going on. I can hear it. As I actually read, it said Jesus did nothing. No, nothing. So read again. Read a little slower. Thank you, Father God.
Okay. Jesus traveled throughout the regions of Galilee, teaching in synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. News about him.
I don't know why it's echoing. So, okay, now read it again because it's cutting. It ain't in my phone. It's not echoing nothing. It's cutting everything you saying. When Jesus said heal, it don't say nothing. It'll let you go through and it skip everything what you're saying. Satan don't have no authority.
I don't know
now,
why it's doing that.
Because when you was calling me, I'm like, my phone is that sensitive. And I couldn't even speak on, you couldn't hear me, and I couldn't hear nothing. When you said Jesus healed, when it said by healing, it cut it out, the whole thing, and then it'll jump back on.
Okay, Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogue.
Thank you, Jesus.
Announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. News about him spread as far as Syria, and people soon bringing to him all who were sick, and whatever their sickness, disease, or if they were demon-possessed or epileptic or paralyzed, he healed them all.
Amen. That's it. Point blank. Jesus, wherever Jesus goes, just like the anointing that God has anointed his people, you have the same power and authority to pour from that anointing that when Jesus walked this, on this earth. It said kingdom. It's by kingdom mind setting. And we have to get to the point. We have a power and authority through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And so, that's what's
going on. Somebody called
Jesus.
In and wants to speak. Do you want to bring them on?
Put them on.
Okay. Hello, 331. You're on the
air. Hey, Mr. Gill.
Hello, Mr. Gimp.
Hello, Mr. Gimp.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Oh, he need healing. Jesus healing. We gonna say bless him. We ain't got time for it. See, some of my sisters in Christ are supposed to call. Some of my sisters in Christ are supposed to call in. The number's probably 770 and stuff like that. Come on.
Okay, I'll be looking for
them. See, they was going to call in. They might just be listening. But we don't have time for that foolishness. They need healing. So, see, God got me praying on these same kind of calls. But that we still on healing. This is a women ministry, women of God, daughters of a king. Sir?
No, you were talking, you were cutting out.
Okay.
She's coming through fine, but you're cutting out.
Okay.
See, that's what I was telling you, Pastor. I know what it is. See, next week we're going to talk before you get on and for I and me and Tony and you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. It's all kingdoms. Well, ladies, we're going to ask God to forgive that person. We're not going to say nothing. God, we ask God for mercy because they need Jesus, plain and simple. And I apologize for the interruption. But when Jesus came, he walked it through. He know they needed. They needed healing, and healing is available today. And we can pray with you even if you don't want to call on the air. And I can give you my personal number. And Pastor, I don't know if he want to get. Or you can email us. Okay, but we want you to have that healing. We can pray for you if you don't know how. We will help you and assist you. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Okay.
Okay.
Pastor,
yeah, like
you
I said.
Like to expound on anything, sir? Because I'm moving because I got, and I hate
well,
to keep cutting out.
I'm still
Pastor,
cutting out.
Hold on, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Who is it? Who? Oh, Oh, I got another sheep coming, Pastor. Just hold on, Pastor. I apologize, ladies. I have.
All right.
Hold on, Pastor. Praise the Lord. What's up?
Amen.
Talk to me. Talk to me. You went at 4 o'clock. Hold on, Pastor. I'm going to put you on hold, Pastor, so I can see what this sheep needs, okay? And Pastor,
okay,
put
no
you sound, do an altar call for me, sir. Okay?
Okay, I'll do an altar call. All righty. Listen, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have a chance to get to know him in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly in life, not knowing where to go, which way is up, which way is down? Are you lost but needing to be found? Okay? Do you suffer from depression or some type of anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from some type of alcoholism or drug addiction or sexual immorality or gambling or overeating, gaming, okay, addiction, okay, internet addiction, whatever it may be. You know, God can take that away. But guess what, folks? If he doesn't know you, how is he going to do that? Okay? Okay, you got to have to let him in your heart. You have to ask him in. So I'm asking you, are you ready to have Jesus Christ come into your life tonight? If you are, please say this little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. But you see, there's more to do besides just saying that prayer. You need to go to church, find your church, okay, and be in unity with others, okay, fellowship and worship. Okay, you need to get baptized.
Yes.
You need to pray.
Thank you,
okay,
Lord.
Not just for yourself, but for others. Okay? And you need to read the Word of God every single day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay? And if you follow this narrow road, you've got a surefire seat to the kingdom of God. Okay? Okay? But you have to follow the narrow road. Okay? Like I said, don't just say this prayer and do nothing else. Okay? You got to do some action. Okay? So right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are rejoicing, okay, because you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with him? And you can do that by calling area code 657-383-1487, okay? That's 657-383-1487 and press the 1.
Nicole, sit there.
Amen.
All right, babe. Just sit down. And I get your call. Praise the Lord, Pastor. I apologize to everybody. I have some sheets. It's cold down here in Atlanta, okay?
Yes, I can believe it is.
Okay. It's so cold, Pastor, so I'm bringing certain people in. I apologize, Pastor. I don't know my schedule. I've been, ladies, I apologize. I got to see about them. I have to see about them, Pastor, because I know when I was homeless, sir, And that's another form of healing. You have to show an example of Jesus Christ. It's not doing nothing to pat me on my back. This is a kingdom call. And it says in Isaiah 53, Pastor, will you go to Isaiah 58? And this is the last And I'm going to have to
Isaiah
go. I got to read 58. We're going to read the whole Isaiah 58.
The whole Isaiah 58. Okay.
Isaiah 58. Hold on. I'm moving, and I got people, and I got to make sure everybody is situated because there's a gentleman here, two gentlemen, and a lady, and I have to make sure everything is in order. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Just hold on. It's fine, Pastor.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do
that. Okay.
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 This is another form, ladies, of what the fast is called to help others. And there's a great need out there. Is somebody homeless? So you never know what predicament you might be, and that's another form of healing. And you can be healed behind helping your neighbor, because a lot of people are losing, or it might be a child God might place in your life that they're having trouble at home. The brokenhearted. Isaiah 58, let me turn to it, Pastor. You can look at it, and so you can be healed behind, but this is a spiritual fast. It's not a sustaining. This is what God have called all people, all in the body of Christ, who know Jesus Christ. Isaiah, hold on, Pastor, 58. And I'm still standing, sir. Okay, feed the hungry, help in trouble. Hold on, Pastor, I know where it's at. Isaiah 58, 6 through 8, sir. And then,
what
Pastor, I'm going to have to get off.
Isaiah 58.
You want to read the whole 58? But I want to show them where it says, then your light shall bring forth like the morning, and your healing. See, 58:6-8. Okay.
Six through eight. Okay, I can do that.
Yes, sir. Okay, Pastor,
okay.
I'm gonna have to get off tonight. Pray the ladies out, Pastor. So I got to make sure the lady. I got to get people clothes. I got to put their stuff in the washer. I got to feed them. Okay, Pastor. And I apologize.
Okay,
thank God for you. All right. God bless. In Jesus' name, love
God
you.
God bless. Take care of those homeless.
All right.
God bless, Wanda.
Know this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burdens of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them. And do not hide from relatives who need your help. Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, that was Isaiah. I read what Pastor wanted me to read. I guess this is going to end our session for tonight. Since Pastor Wanda had to call it a night because she was dealing with the homeless crisis that is going on in Atlanta, and she is bringing some people into her home, which is mighty godly of her for doing so. So we're going to get Tony up, give us a closing prayer.
You know, tonight I think y'all are probably really got it out. Bless your hearts. Let's just give thanks to Sister Wanda from Atlanta. She's always loud. She's always zealous, but the woman knows her words. And to the rest of you, may you sleep in peace. May you sleep in joy, and may you sleep in the knowledge that you are loved. Good night, guys.
Good night. God bless. Okay. Please come back for tomorrow night. I know tomorrow night is Valentine's Day, and all you sweethearts out there are going to probably be busy. But tomorrow night we're going to have prayer, praise, and worship. And
we're going to sneak in songs.
And we're going to sneak in a couple love songs. Okay? All right? Okay, so come join us on Valentine's Day. And God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Laters.